But speaking of extremely shady operations, trying to fleece money out of people or organizations, there was just something that I saw on Twitter recently where this guy, Richard Cho, PhD, responded to a tweet. And the original tweet says, "I don't see how that works. Hi, landlord. I hereby refuse to pay $4,000 in rent. If you're a current tenant, you're evicted. If you're looking to rent, your application goes in the trash. Really scratching my head." And then this guy, Richard Cho, PhD, comes in and replies. He says, "Find cheaper apartments to begin with? Not sure, honestly. When I hear about people paying $4,000 to $6,000 per month for one bedrooms in the Bay Area, it boggles my mind." And then this is all from a screen cap, and the person who screen capped it, at Alyssa Caliente, says, "This is the senior advisor for housing and services at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. God, I'm losing my mind."
Find cheaper apartment, question mark? Not even period, just like, maybe. I just found an apartment I can afford because I make six figures, but
that's
try,
the same energy
maybe?
Of
I don't
when
know.
Mayor Pete responded to something, but with like, "Buh?" You guys remember that?
I remember that. That's like seared in my mind. It was about Medicare painfully. For All, where he was like, "Buh? When did I say I wouldn't support Medicare for All?" And then he's like, "Well, I, Pete Buttigieg, do declare that I will." And then, of course, later he never did.
Yeah. And this also has like the same energy as when Joe Biden said we need to call on elected officials at all levels of government, or when Nancy Pelosi told us that if we want things to change regarding the police, we need to email Congress or email the president. It's like, you're Nancy Pelosi. You know, just do your job.
Yeah.
She's a little old. She needs a reminder. So she's like, "Look, honey, just email me in the morning and then I'll see it, because I always check my phone. And then I'll remember to cancel student debt. But if you don't tell me, I'm not going to be able to. If I write it down, I'm going to lose a piece of paper. So just send me an email, okay? Yeah. And then I can do it."
No, and that's
the
totally
only thing
what
stopping
it is.
The Democrats from enacting popular reforms all this time is they don't know how to set up a Google calendar.
Every day they just wake up and they forget. They're like, "Who am I again? Where am I? Looks like some kind of government building."
Anytime a politician tells you like, "We need to do this," or "We need to take action," or like these Democratic politicians who are like, "We need to fight for our rights regarding like abortion or whatever," and it's like, that's your job. Just by posting that, you are literally just doing marketing. You're doing PR. You like, if they're saying, "Oh, we need to do that," like, we need our voices heard. Like, anytime they're doing that, it's meaningless pablum. It's a fucking it's just a PR stunt. It's literally just something that they post so that they hope their constituents see it, so that they hope that their constituents remember that they saw that their politician cared about that next time they go into a voting booth. That's literally all it is.
Well, and this is even worse than that, because this guy Richard Cho is just being condescending. He's just like, "Find a cheaper apartment.
Yeah.
Stop being poor." You know, like, he's not even pretending to address the problem. He's just like, "Why are you making such a bad decision trying to live?"
That guy probably owns
in this
buildings
country
in the Bay Area. Like, you know how like
maybe, yeah.